This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I'm Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Kim Baker from Denver, Colorado, and you are listening to a special episode of The Kim Baker Show on Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 23rd, episode 1068. This episode is brought to you by BioStar US. Good morning, horse world.
Hey, Santa, what's shaking, man?
Dancing through the snow.
By the way, congratulate me this Christmas. I'm going for it. No antidepressants.
Somebody ought to teach that little humbug some Christmas spirit.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Well, thank you for joining us, everybody, and Merry Christmas. By the way, you have 1.5 shopping days by the time the show's over. You have 1.5 shopping days till Christmas, which means it's just the right amount of time for me because I never get started before about now. So this is, you know, I've been thinking about it now. So I actually have some thought process put into it, but now I actually have to do something about it. I have to get out today and you know what I'll be doing after the show. Because
I don't wait. I usually do my Christmas shopping in July, September, October, because I like to miss all the crowd at the mall. It just drives me nuts. I can't stand it.
What fun is that? You don't have the excitement and the exhilaration of people running into you and pushing you out of the way and the traffic and then fighting for parking spaces. You don't have any of the adrenaline rush.
Yeah, there's other ways to get adrenaline rushing. That's just not my choice.
Well, Kim, welcome back. Of course, Kim is here the fourth Thursday of every month, and this month it's Tuesday because of the holiday, so you're a little bit early, but, Thursday's kind of a day nobody would listen, so we thought it'd be better to do it on Tuesday, but you're here every month, and it's the Kim Baker episode of Horses in the Morning. You can go back and listen to all Kim's past episodes at horsesinthemorning.com. And we wanted to mention right off the top of the show, tomorrow is the show that all of our dedicated diehard listeners wait for every year, and that's our All Hosts episode where we get all of our full-time hosts together, and we just have a little party, and we talk horses and life and have a little fun and laugh a lot, and that will be coming out on tomorrow on all of the weekly and Horses in the Morning show. So we hope you enjoy that this year. It was me and a whole bunch of women this year. None of the male hosts could come, so it was just me and the women.
You're used to that, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of used to that in this world. I like having a guy around every once in a while, though. It makes me feel like, I'm still part of the male gender. I haven't been neutered or something. But and you have some things coming up, too, in January you wanted to talk about real quick on the top of the show.
I do, yeah. So I have a retreat that's coming up actually in March. It's March 15th through the 22nd, but the deadline to sign up is January 15th, and we are going to Costa Rica.
Oh.
So, yeah. So when old man winter has got you down, and you're tired of the cold, and you're tired of the snow, which I know doesn't apply to Florida, but for the rest of us, and you want to be warm, and you want to be near the beach, and you want to be with horses, then this is the retreat for you. Let me tell you, this is a week-long and we work on improving our relationship with horses, and I give you the tools to take home to work on it at home. It actually applies to everything else in your life. We get to do some animal communication, so all the readings that you've been listening to of other people's horses, well, you get to learn how to do this as well with the horses there. We go for trail rides in the jungle. We go for rides on the beach. You can canter or gallop on the beach. We do moonlight rides. We get to swim with the horses in the river, and we're staying at a mansion, Glenn, this mansion has been coveted by the producers of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So any of you reality show people out there know that they
Wait a minute. Do you have to be single to go?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You do not have to be single.
Let me rephrase that. Will you be single when you leave? Is that what you're saying?
No. We're not doing any matchmaking.
Okay. All right.
No, but this mansion has an infinity pool, has 150 acres. The horses will be there on the property. You'll get to ride on the property, and it's just going to be fabulous. It's an awesome time. This is a gift to give yourself. Or tell your horse husband that, this is my dream vacation. All your dreams come true. This is a check-off-my-horse-bucket-list item retreat.
Does part of this include riding on the beach or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
And we ride on secluded beaches.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Sometimes there's people around, but there's this one particular beach that we go to that it was just us and the turtles.
And we cantered,
we galloped.
Out of the comfort zone stuff, like zip lining across the rainforest canopy?
Yes, you can do that too. Wednesday is your day off. So you can go into town, you can go zip lining, you can go rafting, you can go to the monkey sanctuary, you can do whatever you would like that's locally. And it's all inclusive. So the only thing that you have to pay in addition to the retreat fee is your airfare. And it's really easy to get to Nosara. You typically fly to Houston from wherever you are and then get your connecting flight and then fly down to, I believe it's Liberia is the airport. And this is on the west coast of Costa Rica. Everything else is included, which is a massage. We do yoga, all your food, except for your extra activity on Wednesday. So if you want to go zip lining and your lunch, that's on your own.
I don't have to wear yoga pants, do I?
No. Most of us are in tank tops and shorts because it's pretty warm.
That's good. Everybody else would thank you, too, for that. Now, how many do you usually get that go to this?
Last year I had six people.
Okay, so it's not a huge group. That's nice.
It's not a huge group. No, I'd like to have 10. This year is my goal. But yeah, it's very personal. It's very intimate. It's relaxing. You've got plenty of downtime to take naps, swim in the pool. You don't have to know anything about yoga. So you can be an expert yoga person. You can be a beginner yoga person. You don't even have to bring a yoga mat. Same with the horses. You can be a novice rider or you can be an eventer. And that's actually what I had last year. I had a horse husband that was not comfortable cantering, and he actually cantered on the beach. And then I had a 3-day eventer. And so she was pretty advanced. And you handpick your horse. So you get to choose the horse that you spend the week with, and they come, you know, with all experience levels. It's an awesome, wonderful experience.
Very good. Well, cool. Where can people sign up or find out about it?
You can find out about it at kbnaturalhorsemanship.com. That's my website. That's kbnaturalhorsemanship.com, and there's a banner on my homepage there that talks about it. So click on that. You can get more information.
Very good.
And the deadline to sign up is January 15th, so that's right around the corner.
Okay, very good. Well, check it out at kbhorsemanship.com for the Costa Rica trip.
Yes, and KB Natural Horsemanship.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I do that every time, don't I? I do. It's kbnaturalhorsemanship.com. Got it.
It's a long one. That's okay.
Yes. Or just look up Kim Baker Natural. It'll come up. You know, you can Google it, too, and you'll find it. Or just go to our website at horsesinthemorning.com and look at her episode. All the links are there as well. Well, Jennifer is not with us today, so she's already started. Somebody has to, be shopping right now, so she's out doing that. She got the week off a lot sooner than I did. But you know what? We have a lot of cool things going on in today's show. Tell us about who's coming up.
So we are going to do a reading of Lindsay's horse, Graham. And then we've got Janine Regan Sinclair. She's going to tell us why your pet goes crazy when you come home. And we've got Dondi Dolan, and she is going to help us stay energized during the holidays, because we all know that we can just get exhausted during the holidays. So she's going to teach us some awesome little tricks that are 5 minutes or less to keep our energy going, especially to go visit our horses and go out for a ride.
Very good. Well, next we are going to do the medicine cards.
Okay, so I'm going to pull the medicine card. I just asked, what is our animal message for this holiday season for everybody? And I pulled the dog. And that, yes, that is a domestic dog, not a wild dog. I pulled it upside down, so that means it's contrary.
Which is perfect, because my greyhound is sleeping right under the desk, and I'm looking at her upside down. So that's perfect. She's right under my feet.
Okay, so quickly, I will just read the last little tidbit about the right side up so that we can understand what the contrary means. So right side up is dog medicine asks you to look at how readily your sense of loyalty is countermanded by your need for approval. If you have pulled the dog card, there are several questions you need to consider depending on the situation about which you are asking. One, have you forgotten that you owe allegiance to your personal truth in life? Is it possible that gossip or opinions of others have jaded your loyalty to a certain friend or group? Have you denied or ignored someone who is trying to be a loyal friend? And have you been loyal and true to your own goals? So dog represents loyalty, by the way. So contrary, dog may be telling you that you have become critical or mean due to the company you are keeping.
Okay, bye, Kim.
I was going to say, what parties are they going to, Glenn? The reversal of this medicine could also imply that it is time to stop cowering with fear and time to begin to tackle the adversaries of your confidence. The key is to realize that these are not external enemies.
This all has to do with Christmas shopping today, if you think about it. Tackle the adversaries of my fear. I mean, it all fits. Go ahead, sorry.
It does.
Yeah,
so it's not external enemies, but thought forms in your own mind which tell you that you are not worthy of loyalty, either to yourself or to others. You may want to examine the patterns of disloyalty in your life. Do you, for example, pass on gossip or not speak up when someone else is rumor-mongering? So this all happens, you know, at the checkout line, right? When you're Christmas shopping. Do you make jokes that belittle others? Do you refuse to return kindness? So kindness is a big one this time of year. These are characteristics of fear, and particularly a fear that is common to the human, and the fear of not belonging or not being approved of. So reclaim your power of loyalty to self and self-truth. Become the dog, your own best friend.
Very good. And your inspirational message for this month?
Inspirational message is, this one is good. I like this one a lot because I'm right there. If I can find it. I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that don't work. According to Thomas Edison.
According to Thomas Edison.
But it's true. Failure is not a bad thing. It just means you figured out what didn't work. So you keep progressing forward until you find what does work.
Let's face it, though. After you've failed a lot of times, it gets a little depressing. You need a win every once in a while. Every once in a while, every good team needs a win, right? So
absolutely. That is true. But they can be small wins. It doesn't mean that you totally blew somebody out 42-0. It could mean that you won, you know, 6-3.
You know, perfect example of that is when I was in wrestling. I was expected to wrestle because my brothers did in high school, and I hated it, by the way. So I was in wrestling. I had two records. One for the fastest pin. I got pinned in like 8 seconds. So I got pinned the fastest. That was one record I held at high school. And the second record I held is I pinned the guy with the least amount of time left. There was 1 second left. I was losing 14-0. At the very end of the match, third round, I actually flipped him over on his back and pinned him with 1 second left. By the way, he was really mad. A matter of fact, when we left that school, it was an inner city school, and they were like, we're going to get out of here now. Just don't talk to anybody and leave, because this guy was mad. So anyway, I had two records. One, both ends of the spectrum. So that was a little little win I had in an otherwise depressing season. So I still hang on to that. I still has it's 50 years later, right? And I still hang on to that. So my one highlight of my wrestling career.
It's good though. That is a good one, right? Because he thought that he had it in the bag, and then at the last minute, you showed him.
He tripped and fell onto his back. I just happened to be on top of him. So I mean, let's not give me too much credit.
Well, whatever works.
Yeah, exactly. And our adoptable horse of the month.
Our adoptable horse is Hildy. Hildy is a 9-year-old mare that is pretty tall. Now, I didn't write this, just so you know.
Okay.
Hildy is a 9-year-old mare that is pretty tall. It's 15.2 hands. She is currently in our training program to be a riding horse, and she's very willing to please. She has the potential to go many directions. Although inexperienced, she is excelling in our program and learning very quickly. Hildy is up to date on vaccinations, deworming, her teeth have been floated, and she's had her feet trimmed. She's available at the Dumb Friends League Harmony Equine Center, which is located in Franktown, Colorado, open to the public Friday through Sunday from 11 to 3 Mountain Time. You can learn, except for major holidays, learn more about all the adoptable animals, because they have horses, dogs, cats, sugar gliders, and other animals as well, at ddfl.org. That web address again is ddfl.org. And Hildy is a beautiful bay. And she's got one, her left hind is a white stocking, and it looks like she might have like one white snip, and the photo that they have of her, she's under saddle. So it's a side view, I can't really see more of her head, but she is a beautiful, I would say, reddish bay. And again, she's available at ddfl.org.
And now it's time for the part everybody looks forward to. And it's so funny, Kim, because 2 minutes ago I got another email saying, "What, can Kim read my horse?" We've had so many people respond to this. It's really great. And we have a listener on with us now who I know listens to the show all the time. Her name is Lindsay Helmuth, and she is from Virginia. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Glenn.
Well, it's so good to have you on. By the way, first, thank you for being a listener. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for doing what you guys do.
Well, it's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. Hey, Lindsay, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you, what kind of riding do you do? That kind of thing.
I do eventing. I dabbled playing polo for a few years in college.
Oh, cool.
And now that I've graduated and I have to have a real job, I'm back to eventing. My horse and I have been working together since about a week after I graduated from college. So I've had him for about 3.5 years now, and he'd never really been off property before I got him. So the whole trailering thing and cross country, we're quite new to him. So he's been a really fun project, and I think we've come a long way together.
Can I just start with something? I looked at you on Facebook. You don't look like you're old enough to even graduate high school, let alone college. So let's start there.
I get that a lot, but I am 25 years old.
Oh, you get carded a lot, Lindsay. You get carded every time.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's
a good thing.
That's a good thing, yes. Well, Lindsay, that's terrific. Now, this horse is a paint, right?
Yes, he is.
And what's the breeding again?
Well, my standard answer for that is he has some golden retriever and chicken in him, because we really have no idea. He's got some standard bread, or I'm sorry, some saddlebred, some Belgian thoroughbred. Who knows what else?
Well, he is really cute. He is really, really cute.
He is cute.
Yeah.
Thank, got a really cute face. Thank you. I think so, too, but I'm a little biased.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn, now that we've gotten to know you a little bit. And by the way, I do know that you are an accountant. I can't tell, or a bookkeeper or whatever. What did you say you were? A financial person.
Financially analyst. I just stare at numbers all day.
I cannot tell you how many listeners we have that are accountants, bookkeepers, financial analysts. And you know, all of us could be the furthest from that. So we're glad that you listen. We really appreciate it. Well, go ahead, Kim. Let's get the reading started.
All right, so we are talking with Graham. He's 15 years old, and he is really cute. And Lindsay's first question was, he appears to be sluggish recently, and she wanted to know if he's tired or if he's bored or if he's too hot and she needs to clip him a little bit more. So he does say that he's got low energy and he does feel sluggish. So when I'm looking at his body and seeing what's going on, I think he could really benefit from like a detox. and then some immune boosters. I would also check him for parasites. And what you can do is go to Horseman's Lab. I think it's horsemanslaboratory.com is their website, and order one of the fecal kits. And then they send you the whole, this is what I love about them, it's like $13 or $15. They send you everything. All you do is pick up the sample, stick it back in the thing, fill it out, stick it back in the mail, and then they email you the results. So it's great stuff. I would also check out, you know, biostarus.com and find out what they have for detoxing and immune boosters. But one detox that I use is the diatomaceous earth, which you can get at any seed store, and it's a great natural detoxer. It also clears out parasites as well, so you could do that and then find an immune booster that you like. It's possible that he might have some ulcers. When I'm looking, but I'm not 100% sure, what I've used for ulcers in the past is going and getting whole aloe vera leaf juice, which you can get at any natural health food store. And it's not that expensive, and you give the horse 2 ounces over their feed for like a week. He would also benefit from some like acupuncture, acupressure. So kind of what I'm seeing in his body is like the meridian lines need to be opened up so things are flowing a little bit more. This will kind of help, you know, get his energy and stuff back. Does any of this make sense? Do you have any questions on any of that?
No questions so far. Yeah, that does make sense. With he does, I know I mentioned this in my email to you, he does have something called shivers, which really profoundly affects his rear end and his
right.
muscle tone. And also I have had an acupuncturist look at him and said that he's basically totally off balance. So we've been working to correct that, but it's been a work in progress.
Yeah, it takes a while. So just be patient with it. It does take, it's kind of like, you know, layers of an onion. So you're going to keep peeling and peeling and peeling and just stick with it. So he's not bored with his routine at all. Yes, he does get hot, but he does not want you to clip him more. It's more related to, you know, getting his energy in balance. So he is, he's really out of balance. So just working on getting all that back into place. Some of your next questions are, does he like doing eventing? Yes, he likes it very much. And then you asked about the shivers issue with, you know, his right hind and being able to trim him without drugging him. So you asked if he was in pain when you're lifting up the right hind. And he said sometimes, you know, with the shivers, it's not always controllable. You know, it just happens to him. And then some alternatives for trimming. He said, bring the foot forward instead of, you know, you normally would put it and you extend it out towards the tail and beyond the tail. Bring it forward and keep it low to the ground. That's one option. Now, an idea he had was to teach him, now you would only do this to trim the right hind. You wouldn't do it for the other three legs. But teach him to lay down. And then that way there's no pressure or anything on his other hind leg, and it takes all the stress off. And now it's going to be a little different, but you could trim it that way without having to drug him. So that's an idea for you to think about.
Okay, yeah. I've discussed that with my farrier, so that's something I was already planning on looking into.
You know what? I'm going to throw something in here. Episode Horses in the Morning for December 11th, we had Mary Kitzmiller on, and one of the subjects she talked about was how to teach horses how to lay down without all the ropes and tying techniques, so in a more natural way, and that was one of the things we talked about. So if you haven't listened to that, I would listen to Mary's explanation of that, and she has an entire DVD on how to teach them to lay down using natural methods, so that's something.
Awesome.
Yep. That was timely.
Great. Yeah, very timely. Okay, so then Lindsay had a couple more questions. So does he want more or less dressage, jumping, and trails? So his response was less dressage, same amount of jumping, more trails, hills are good.
It's good she lives in Virginia because the flat's going to be hard to find. So
we did just live in Michigan, actually, for 2 years. We recently moved back to Virginia, and it was just flat as a pancake in Michigan. So we are very happy to be back where there's some
hills,
rolling hills around us.
I wouldn't know about that. I don't know what hills look like anymore. So, although Kim does, Kim has a good idea what hills look like.
I got some big old hills over here. All right, so Lindsay has a couple last questions, and she wants to know if he's happy at his barn, happy with her, what are his favorite treats, and then if there was anything else that he wanted her to know. So this is funny. When I asked about the barn, first I got, no, not overly happy at the barn. Both the humans and horses are not overly friendly. And I was like, seriously? And then he's like, no, I'm just joking. Ha ha. He's very happy at his barn. He's got lots of friends. So... is he a joker, Lindsay?
He's definitely a silly horse, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of personality.
Yeah, he does. Because when I asked him that, I was like, well, it was just weird because I just had this feeling like, am I getting this right? And then he totally switched it. And I was like, oh, okay, you got me. And he loves you very, very much. He said you take really good care of him, so he's very happy being with you. Apples are his favorite treats. And then he added in there that I think this is something new that you introduced or somebody's introduced it, but it's the peppermint treats. So not the actual peppermint candies, but the horse treats that are peppermint flavored.
Oh, yeah, we actually just had some of those about a week ago because someone gave him some in his Christmas stocking.
Yep. So he's starting to like those. He wasn't quite sure, but he's like, oh, these aren't too bad. So he would like more of those. And then is there anything that he wants you to know? Now, here we go. This is pretty interesting. He wants a different color saddle pad. He wants teal blue or hot pink. Purple's okay, too. And he wants a matching halter.
Well, he's picky.
We have a saddle pad for cross country.
Oh, you know what he doesn't have, Kim? He doesn't have a Horse Radio Network saddle pad, I bet. I bet you he doesn't have that. I bet you that's what he wants. Is that what he wants, Lindsay?
You'll have to ask him.
I don't know. You don't have one, right?
No, I do not.
Well, Merry Christmas. We'll make sure you get one.
Excellent.
See?
There you go.
I'm helping out here.
You are helping out, but yeah, I've never had a horse tell me they want a different color saddle pad before. I've had halters. Halters are a big one. You know, they want particular colors and stuff, but the saddle pad, first I was like, okay, are we talking about the saddle? And no, he clarified, definitely the saddle pad. And he showed me, you know, the white fuzzy kind, and then he's like, I don't want white. White's boring, blah. So, and then I was like, all right, what color? And then he showed me the colors. I'm like, all right, I'm writing it down.
We actually do use white 90% of the time, so I will keep that in mind. I didn't realize he was so fashionable.
He's a diva, is what it is. He's just a diva.
I love the colors. I mean, and we're not talking like blue, like, you know, royal blue. He was very specific. This is teal blue and hot pink and, you know, purple's okay.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm not giving you a hot pink saddle pad for your male horse. So I will do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. So I'll do a teal blue one with Horse Radio Network logo on it. Would that work?
That would be excellent.
Okay,
I love
good.
Blue as well.
Okay, good, because hot pink ain't happening. So
I'm not a pink kind of girl, so that's okay.
You didn't remind me of a pink kind of girl, but you are fun at a party, I bet. And that's the kind of impression I'm getting from Kim that your horse is. He's fun at the party and you're fun at the party. You two match that way.
I think we do have similar outgoing personalities.
Yeah. I kind of thought. And my reading of you is that I think eventing is perfect for you because you'd be bored anything else. So,
Polo was pretty fun too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything where we're going fast and maybe a little bit out of control. That's
well,
my style.
Okay, Lindsay, I have to speak for Jamie here and a lot of hot guys. So you forgot to mention that.
Well, I need to go to more polo games, more polo matches.
You do. You do. Lindsay's not saying a word. You know, she shut up here.
I do have a wonderful boyfriend who also rides. So,
which is why she switched. Which is why she switched to eventing away from polo. I'm sorry.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for letting me speak with Graham. He's great. And I hope that's helpful to you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas,
You're very
Lindsay.
Welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
And now is our Ask the Expert segment with Tigger from BioStar US. And Glenn is all about cookies today.
Yay,
and I
cookies.
Was just reading Tigger on your blog that sugary drinks, alcohol and caffeine are dehydrating to the body. Research has shown that one 12-ounce beer requires up to 3 times the amount of water to process that beer. So that means the beers that I had on Friday, I didn't drink enough water. So it's pulling water from my bones, muscles, and my brain. Well, no wonder I can't remember what I'm doing.
Well, but I would like to note that chocolate chip cookies were not on her list. I would like to make a note of that.
And they so, Tigger, my goodness, I mean, the holiday season is all about parties and being with friends and family and eating things that you really shouldn't be eating in much more quantities than you normally do. So what can we do?
Well, the first thing is to keep really well hydrated. And I know water is really boring to drink. But
so wine doesn't count? I mean, if you can't have beer, wine isn't the, you know? Okay.
No, sorry, Glenn.
Jeez.
Alcoholic beverages, sugary beverages, they do pull water from your body to process them. And what is so scary to me was reading that it's pulling moisture from your brain. And I'm like, okay, I already don't have enough brain cells rattling around in here. I don't need to lose any more to lack of hydration. So my tip is stay well hydrated. When you go to holiday parties, make sure you've had a couple of glasses of water before you go. Not, of course, immediately before, but during the afternoon, that you've just given your body plenty of water so that you're not pulling, so that your body can metabolize the alcohol. You're not pulling water from your brain or your bones or your muscles. The other thing is, and nobody loves sugar more than me, let me tell you. Except maybe Glenn.
Yeah, so maybe Glenn. I think Glenn might have us both beat here.
And the one thing that I personally do around the holidays when I know I'm going to be eating lots of great cookies and confections is I really amp up my probiotics. And
okay,
the reason I do this is that we want really healthy colonies in the gut, and they can help reduce some of the inflammation that's caused by all that wonderful sugar. So I will, even double the amount of probiotics that I take during the holidays just to make sure that I'm not causing an imbalance in the microbiotic colony in my GI tract. Because when you get too much sugar, with women, you suddenly get an onslaught of yeast. So
right.
Keeping that balanced is critical. And you want to look for probiotics for humans that are in the refrigerated section of your health food store. And they will have the potency on the label.
Okay. That's good to know. What else can we do to keep ourselves going during this crazy busy time and overload of things we shouldn't normally be eating?
Well, this is a little bit out of the food range, but I think it's really important in order to de-stress is to do something kind for someone else. And it can be the littlest thing. It can be opening the car door for someone. It can be letting somebody that's in the parking lot who looks very tense and needs to get that parking space is just, let her have it.
Right.
These acts of kindness do more for our karmic seeds and reducing the cortisol in our bodies than almost anything else. Kindness begets kindness. And for me, that's really one of the critical points of managing stress is to be able to step out of ourselves and be kind to strangers.
It reminds me of, and you're right, kindness begets kindness. But sometimes I think that in this in the holiday season, we're just so, you know, single focused on things, and we're so stressed out that you might give up that parking space, and the person doesn't appreciate it because they're just so in their own space, right?
It's not about what they appreciate, though. You're doing this to make the world a better place at that moment. You're extending kindness, which is profound. And it can be smiling at the cashier who is having a terrible day and is feeling frantic, or smiling at the person in line next to you. I mean, there's so much stress around us at this time. And
yes,
taking a step away from ourselves and extending something good and beneficial, and even if it's not received well, it's the whole act of giving that's important. That's what's going to change the world. Kindness is going to change the world.
That's right. And, you know, I just sent out my holiday letter to my followers, and that's what I told them. I said, the greatest gift that you can give someone is love. And then I added in there, the other piece of that is compassion. So love and compassion. And that can come in any form. It can just be a smile. It can be, you know, at the checkout line, you have, you know, 20 items and the person behind you has 2. So let the person in front of you go. You're in a hurry too.
Exactly.
Great, Tigger.
The thing that where this sort of translates into is the horses and the dog are incredibly sensitive to human stress. They pick up on it like they are radar. And, you know, I like to use the image of when we were all little girls and we were going out to see our pony. And the pure joy of seeing that fat pony in the field, all hairy and dirty, but we were seeing our pony. And as we become adults, especially during the holidays, we have so much on our plate. That when we go out to see our horses, it's like, well, I've got to go out and see my horse. I've got to go out and ride my horse. The horses get that. They pick that up instead of, I am so glad to see my horse.
Well, I wanted to, before we wrap here, I wanted to also say that it's that time of year when we start thinking about resolutions, right? And there's something that we haven't talked about too much. If you go to BioStarUS.com and go to the diet and nutrition section. If diet and nutrition is something that you're looking forward to, you know, altering a bit for the new year, whether it's for your animals or you or whatever, go to the diet and nutrition section and go to nutrition protocols. And there's a lot of good articles in there about immune system and all the different support and the different things that you're going to want to look at for the new year if that's one of your goals. You can find it at BioStarUS.com. Thank you, Tigger, for joining us, and Happy New Year.
And to you, too, and let's just spread the smiles this season.
Absolutely, Tigger. I think that is the best gift that you can give yourself and everyone else is just
your animals.
And your animals.
That and chocolate chip cookies. See, you both smiled. All you have to do is say chocolate chip cookies and people smile. See you, Tigger.
That's true. Oh, don't be into your dogs. Thank you so much, Tigger. Happy holidays.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, you know, Glenn, I want to add on to what Tigger was saying. You know, we were talking about this earlier, is that I don't actually see my horses on... we celebrate Christmas, and so on Christmas Day, I don't see my horses because I just have so much family stuff going on that I don't go out to see them. And we've all been there, right? It's like, oh, I got to get to the barn, got to see the horses, got to ride, got to do this. And I have learned the hard way that whenever I feel that I should do something with my horse or I should ride, that's the first clue for me not to do that. And the reason is, the reason is because when I was doing that, then what I thought was like, okay, I've got, you know, 20 minutes to ride. I want to accomplish this, and this. Well, so then it was all about me and the agenda. And then we, you know, and it would never work out that way. And then it's like we would we would get into this, you know, quote, argument. And it's like, well, I can't stop here because I can't end on this note. I got to end on a positive note. And it would take me like twice
an hour
a month.
Later. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, so I learned, it's like, if I ever have that feeling of I should,
as opposed to you want to.
Do this,
yeah. Yeah.
I stop and I say, okay, you know what? I'm just going. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll just go into their pen. And I'll just sit on a plastic tub. I'll just turn it over, and I'll just sit there 5, 10 minutes, whatever I've got, and just enjoy being in their presence. And you know what? I leave smiling.
Good point. Good point. It's not an obligation. When it's an obligation, then everybody knows it. You know it. The horse knows it. When you want to, it's a whole different thing. But see, we're in a beautiful situation here, and very fortunate to have the horses literally right outside my studio window. I'm looking at them right now. So you know, we get to see them every day, including the holidays, and it's a pleasure. When I need to take a break during the day, I just go hang out with my pony. So,
yep.
Yeah, and he comes over thinking he's getting treats, and he doesn't, and then he's mad at me. But, you know, but I get some. It makes me happy. No, we do hang out together, do just that. I mean, there are many times when I just go out to the field. He also has this habit of when I'm cleaning his paddock, he follows me around. He just is like a dog. He's just right at my back pocket, following me around the whole time I'm cleaning the paddock, snuffling around in the wheelbarrow and, you know, the whole thing. So that's kind of fun, too. It's a little game we have.
Yep. It's great. And I just, if you want more information about, Tigger's got a great blog. It's called Stressing Me, Stressing You. And all the points that we talked about on the Ask the Expert segment today is available there. She's got tips for humans, tips for equines, and tips for canines. So check it out at biostarus.com. Go to the blog, and it's called Stressing Me, Stressing You. It's a great article on how to stay happy, safe, and de-stressed during the holidays. And our next guest is Janine Regan Sinclair, and she is in the UK. She is a hypnotherapist, intuitive channel, international transformational speaker, and pioneer in the field of personal growth, transformation, and complementary health. Welcome, Janine.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show, Kim. I'm you, Glenn. Nice to be
here. Hey, Kim, you forgot her biggest credential. You read all of that stuff, which I understood about half of it, by the way, Janine. But you, okay. she read all of that stuff, and she didn't mention that you were a radio host, which is your biggest credential of all of them.
Yeah,
see?
I was going to give her a chance to tell a little bit more about herself. Jeez.
I don't know. I had to throw that in there because it makes me feel important, see? All right.
And yes. Okay, she is also a producer, an international internet radio and TV show host, and the author of 4 books.
Oh, see, good, so Janine, yay!
Yeah, my radio show, Cosmic Truth, it's brilliant.
And that's also on Blog Talk, right, Janine?
It's on Blog Talk, but I also put them on YouTube, so I try to direct people to YouTube, really, to listen to them.
And what's it called?
Cosmic Truth.
Cosmic Truth. And if we search Cosmic Truth on YouTube, it'll come up?
Yeah, you should find it. It's Cosmic Truth with Janine Regan Sinclair and Patty Negri. And she's my co-host, number one medium, number one psychic, number one tarot reader in the world. You were voted.
Oh, very good. Cool.
We've amazing team together.
Nice. So, Janine, tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then you're going to tell us today, you know, what is it that our pets are dying to tell us when we come home?
Yeah, well, it's funny, actually. The last two shows, last Wednesday's show of mine and the week before, we dedicated totally to animals, and we talk about different things all the time, you know, from healing to reincarnation to karma. I've been working as a consciousness pioneer for over a decade now, and I developed my own healing system, energy realignment system called Crystal Key. And basically, I bring diamond discs and nets through the aura and through the body. So it goes through your energy field and it changes the frequency. So it upgrades your negative energy into positive energy, to say it in simple terms. And it can be applied to you, your house, your food, your water, your animals, and even to the planet. And I teach it in 4 different levels. And So I've been working with people, and I also work with animals as well. And then a few years ago now, I just realized that I needed to be communicating with animals more, had a lot of animal spirits coming to me. And that stemmed from my son had a, well, we've still got her actually. We've had her 13 years now, a pet tarantula. And she was one of the first animals that I, or insects, were, you know, arachnophobe, isn't it, spiders, that I'd ever communicated with. And there is a picture of her on my Facebook page that backs up this story. But basically what happened, I came back from my official pet psychic training years ago, and I didn't have any animals then. I've got a dog and a hamster now. And I asked the spider if I could if she wanted to communicate with me, and I got the message, yes. And I asked her if she was happy, and she said she was happy, but she wanted her terrarium clearing out, which it did need cleaning. And I asked her if she wanted anything else, and she asked me for a pink toy. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't keep pink toys fit for spiders hanging around my home. It wasn't something that I could, I thought, what, you know, what can I give her? And then I realized that my ex had given me a pink heart rose quartz crystal. It was about an inch, just over an inch across. And I thought, great, I washed it. And I put that in to the terrarium, and she sat on it for a week. She absolutely loved it. So there is a picture of her on my Facebook page, if you scroll down, sitting on this pink rose quartz crystal. And it's been in with her for years now. She just loves it. She sits on it a lot, actually. So obviously she's getting the good love vibration from this crystal. And it kind of stemmed from there, then. So I started to teach people how to communicate with animals and using my healing system on them as well. So it's not just about communication, it's about healing animals and being able to work with the higher consciousness of the animal. People don't realize that animals can have, animals have got a higher self, a higher consciousness, the same as we are, the spirit and the body, the same as us on a journey.
So what is it? What is it that the, you know, when we get home and our pets are, all dogs specifically, you know, are so excited and crazy to see us when we get home? What is it that they're trying to tell us?
Well, basically, when you go out, if you don't say, you know, I'm going to work, I'm going to be back in 8 hours, or be back late when it starts, they don't know that you're not coming back, because you haven't, you know, you wouldn't go out and leave your child, a teenager or whatever, and just go. You say, I'll be back at 4 o'clock, or I'm coming back later, or, you know, it's about giving them that kind of little bit of extra information. So when you do go out and come back and you haven't told them how long you're going to be, they're freaking out, because they're like, yeah, you came home. I never thought I was going to see you again, because you haven't told them. And the same thing when you go on vacation. You know, it's important, especially if you're leaving them with somebody, to let them know that we're going away for 7 days. That's like 7 nights when, you know, big sleeps in the dark, or explain it as if you're talking to a child, although most animals are very highly evolved souls anyway. And let them know what's going on. Even if you're just popping out to the local store, just say, I'm just nipping out for, you know, to buy some milk. I'll be back in 15 minutes. The animal knows. I mean, obviously, they're still happy to see you coming in, but the anxiety isn't there of, have they left me? Have they abandoned me? And this is common in animals. They do, you know, feel that they're being abandoned on a regular basis if they're not kept up to date on what's going on. People don't realize it, how sensitive they are. And they're here to learn about emotions. Everything's here to learn something. Humans are here to learn, you know, how to get on with one another, and how to love one another, and how to deal with emotions and you know, and have loving relationships and this type of thing, and evolve spiritually. Animals are here to understand love, to develop emotional awareness. And people don't realize that they are very emotional creatures, and they need to be treated, you know, I treat them like they're people to a degree.
That's funny that you mentioned that, Janine, because I posted on Twitter today that, I think, what did I say? I said, why don't people grasp the fact that animals have emotions, that they're highly intelligent, that they're, you know, social and have, not all of them, but, you know, like wolves and elephants, you know, they have family structures and And it's like, you know, I don't understand why people don't understand that that's possible, you know, and humans are not superior to animals. In fact, we're animals ourselves. So that's great that you're bringing that up as well. And do you, oftentimes I will tell people the same thing. It's like, if you're going on vacation, you need to tell your animals that you're leaving. And I will say that they don't know what 8 hours is. And so, you know, or, you know, 7 days. So I'll say, you know, 7 sunrises or 7 sunsets. So do you recommend that as well?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, they know when the difference between daylight and nighttime, because it's usually a routine at nighttime. I mean, I've got a chihuahua, and at nighttime he gets put in his cat. He's got a cat kennel in the kitchen, and he's got one of these heat bags that you keep him warm. So it's like a hot water bottle to go to bed with. And that's his routine, and that gets heated up and it's put in there, and he knows that's where he sleeps. He's got a nightlight in there. So if I was leaving him, you know, I would say to him, it's when you're in your nighttime kennel, because he's got a basket for the daytime, which is a hippen, and that's in the other room, and he's got his nighttime, you know, where he has his big sleep. So he would know the difference, because as soon as I say to him, where's your beanie bag, he's in that kennel looking for his beanie bag. And because that was a comfort for him when he was a puppy. I got him at 12 weeks old, and I just wanted to put something warm in, getting, you know, so he wasn't missing his mum so much. But I had to treat him for abandonment even then, because taking him away from his mum, I was very tuned into him, and I was picking up vibrations that he was suffering abandonment issues. So I did do some work on him to clear that. And the other thing with him is terrified of baths, absolutely terrified, and tried to put him in the bath and gets hysterical. And when I looked at him, he was a deer in a past life, and he drowned in a brook, in a river, more, you know, going through the woods. And he was hurt and he drowned. And that's why he's got this absolute overwhelming fear of going in the bath. So I've been treating him for that. Still doesn't love it, but he doesn't get as panicky as he used to. So, you know, and it's funny because people said to me, that dog doesn't walk like a dog. He walks like a deer. He looks, you know, he's like, he canters like Bambi. And that's his, you know, his past life. So I'm sure he still thinks he's a deer.
Oh, that's funny. I can see it. the deer hops and stuff. That's interesting.
I've got a hamster who's hilarious as well, Kim. Last year I went to the pet store with a friend who was buying kitty litter for her 3 cats. And this little hamster stared up at me, and I just felt her saying, you know, you're going to take me home then? And I thought, I don't need a cat, you know, a hamster. I'm 48 years old. Why do I need that for children? You know, I went home on a Saturday afternoon. I could not rest. I could not rest. This hamster's face kept coming into my mind. So I went back the next day. I thought, if she's there, I'm taking her home. She was there, so I brought her home. And in the car, I just said to her, what's your name? And the message I got back was, my name's Tallulah, but you can call me Tilly. And she's been with us ever since. She looks like Dame Judi Dench. Her spirit, this is the other thing. I see the spirit of the animal, and they're not animals. They look like people. She looks like Judi Dench, but imagine a kind of forest queen, like an oracle with an antlers tiara on her head. So when I meditate, I can see the animals. And I do it on the radio show. People call in and they ask me about their animals, and I tell them what their spirit, you know, body looks like, and what they're here for and things like that.
And
it's
they are.
Weird for...
Yeah, I believe that they, I talk about horses all the time, for example. So, you know, horses helped us fight wars and explore new worlds and create new civilizations. Well, that was their job then, but their job is completely different now. Their job is to, I believe, to help humans, and you talked about this, Janine, recapture our emotions and understand that emotions are information and they're not bad. It's what happens is, you know, holding them in our bodies, you know, creates imbalances and things like that. So, and how to have compassion and love again, like we've just completely lost it for our fellow humans, for
Mother Earth, and you know, for the animals and stuff too. So I believe that, you know, that's, they're here to help us regain that information. So Janine, you have a lot of really good information, really good stuff. You mentioned your radio show, Cosmic Truth, and people can find that on YouTube and see what it is and call in. But where else can people find out more about you? What's your website?
Okay, my website's crystalki.com, and that's crystalki.com. And there's lots of information about my four books, and I've got programs on offer there as well, self-help with money, abundance, finding the perfect partner, spiritual growth, and weight loss. And there's products on there and all sorts of stuff. There is an MP3 on there as well for removing anger and rage. And you can play these things to your animals. The other thing that is going to be useful for listeners that's got pets is if you play classical music or beautiful music with the intention of it, you know, healing your pet, it will heal your pet. Intention is really important. So when you play it with intention that I would like this to vibrate through me and my animals, the vibrations are more powerful. So it's, instead of just listening to nice music, it's actually having a healing effect on the body. But I've interviewed people like Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's world-famous cell biologist who wrote The Biology of Belief, and how, you know, our thoughts and how we absorb what's going on around us create our health. Jonathan Goldman, another famous musician, about music and healing with music. There's some amazing guests on there that would be very useful to the people sharing their information and on how to heal themselves and heal their animals as well.
Right. Yes. The bodies are amazing in their ability to heal themselves. Absolutely. Well, Janine, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And again, your website is crystalki.com. So that's crystalki.com.
Thanks, Janine. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a great Christmas.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. And here we are, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest pile, and have yourself Christmas now.
happy golden days of yore, and faithful friends who are dear to us, Gavin. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek, and I am here with Kim Baker for the Kim Baker episode this month, brought to you by BioStar US. And of course, Coach Jen is usually here, but she is off today. She's already on vacation. She's enjoying the Christmas holidays and said, I'm not working this week, so she's out of here. It's just Kim and I manning the fort today. And we're having a little fun today. Let's give out your website again right here at the middle of the show, because that's where people can find out about the amazing Costa Rica trip you talked about earlier in the show.
That's right. It's kbnaturalhorsemanship.com.
And Kim is with us the fourth Thursday usually of every month. You can go back and listen to past episodes at horsesinthemorning.com.
So our next guest is Dawnee Dolan, and she was raised in energy medicine and travels the world while empowering people to take health into their own hands. Welcome, Dawnee.
Thank you, Kim. So happy to be here today.
Dawnee, where are you at? Buddy. Can I ask where you're at? What?
Yes, I'm in San Diego, California. It's my home base,
okay.
And then I jump off from here to other parts of the world.
I gotcha. Okay, great.
So, Dawnee, tell us a little bit more about yourself. How did you get into energy healing?
Well, my mom, whose name is Donna Eden, raised me in energy medicine. And for people who don't know about energy medicine, it's an incredible system. It's actually 9 energy systems in the body. So everybody has them, and they cover some things like people may be familiar with the chakras, the meridians. Some people know about the Chinese 5 elements or the aura.
Right.
So these are some of the energy systems. And my mom is a pioneer in the field, and she raised me in it. So we did energy medicine as a part of our life growing up with our animals, with our friends and our family. And it has always kept me very, very healthy. When I became an adult, I realized just how healthy, because I don't get flus and I don't get colds. While some other people I know are hunkered down in bed, I'm just tracing my meridians and keeping my chakras strong and staying healthy. So it's been an amazing life to be raised by my mom.
Absolutely. It sounds like it. So, this time of year, the holidays, it's just crazy for people. They're like Glenn, he waits till the last minute to shop. So, you know, after the show today, he's going to go out shopping. And he likes the adrenaline rush of, you know, fighting people in line and, you know, fighting over parking spaces and all that. We were talking earlier in the show with our nutrition expert about how, you know, the foods this time of year and stuff, you know, how they can deplete us of water and you know, cause issues with the sugar and things like that. So, and people just get tired and they get worn out and they're overwhelmed and things. So how, I know that you have some great little tips on staying energized and things like that. So tell us what we can do to stay energized, you know, during the holidays so that we have enough energy to play with our dogs and go ride our horses and go to these parties and see all of our family.
Yes, I will. Besides the obvious things, which everybody, I think, has heard, you need to really be mindful through the holidays. Keep drinking the water, especially if you're partaking in alcohol or heavy foods, which a lot of us are at parties and things. Yeah, eating right.
Cookies.
Eating. Yeah.
Cookies.
Yes, the cookies, the chocolate, they seem to be everywhere we look. So keep drinking the water, keep getting your rest. But there are some really simple exercises that are really easy to do, and they're fun, and you can do them discreetly if you don't want people thinking you're a weirdo when you do them. One of the ones I really like is thumping the thymus, and the thymus sits on your chest. If you put your hand on your chest below your collarbone, above your breast area, and you just lay your hand flatly there right in the middle, you're going to be on your thymus area, and you can thump it. You can thump your thymus with your finger pads. You can thump it with your knuckles. I'm thumping mine right now. And thumping the thymus does a lot of things for you. It can give you a boost of energy. So let's say it's Christmas time, it's Hanukkah time, it's holiday time, and you're stuck in traffic and you're starting to doze off. You're starting to fall asleep and you're like, oh my God, I still have Christmas shopping to do and I still have to get to those parties. Just go up to your chest and thump your thymus. And you'll remember that primates do this. Primates do this before they go into battle. Primates do this when they need energy to buck up and get their strength. And it is said that human beings used to do this. We used to thump our thymus and we forgot the instinct of how to do it. So another great thing about thumping the thymus, I have to get this in there, is that it builds the immune system. It actually activates T cells. So it will keep you more well through the holidays. And so that's a really easy one.
You know what? You're right about not doing it on the train or the bus, because that's probably that's probably not a good idea, especially this time of year. Just saying.
Well, you never know. You could get the whole train or bus thumping with you.
Yeah, or not.
Just talk to it, like the gorillas and stuff do. You don't have to get that crazy. You could just sit there real quietly.
Oh, okay.
Kind of tap yourself.
See, that's what I was picturing.
You don't have to be like an ape.
Okay, because you know what, though? If you really want the car to yourself and you're on the subway, that's that. Start thumping. You'll be on your own real quick.
You'll be on your own real fast.
I like you, Don.
So what else, Don? What else?
Okay. Would you like some more exercises?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So here's another easy one. And you can do this one on the subway, especially if you have long hair or a hat on, no one will even know. You can reach up to your earlobes and start pulling out your ears. You just reach up, you go all the way around the ear to the top. I'm pulling mine right now. Come back down and pull. It could be a little bit tender. It is said that if it is tender, you probably need it. And what we're doing basically is around your ears, you have the highest concentration of acupressure points. And an acupressure point is basically a little hot spot for energy. And it can get clogged, like a pipe gets clogged under a sink. It can get clogged with everything from pollution to eating poorly to depression. These things can clog acupressure points in your body. So if you massage acupressure points, it can open them up and activate them. But a really easy way, because they say there's over 200 acupressure points around the ears that correlate with all the organs in your body right down to your toes. So by simply pulling out your earlobes all the way around, you activate your body. Again, another hit of energy, building the immune system, waking yourself up. And this is one that you can do and nobody even needs to see you doing it. Just pull out your ears. I pull mine out several times a day.
That's good. Yeah, you can do that one on the bus. You can do that one on your
Are you pulling?
Yeah, ampoule. Yep, you can do it anywhere. Well, and that's reflexology too. They talk about the ears and the feet, and that the whole blueprint of the body is, you know, and you mentioned that because of the acupressure points, all the major organs and everything are in the ears and the feet.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So I have another one, and this one is more for if you are in the holiday season or any time of the year and you just aren't feeling good. And by not feeling good, this can be you're blue. A lot of people suffer depression during the holidays. You're feeling grief, or you feel like maybe a bug is trying to get you. Maybe you're starting to come down with a little flu and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I have to get through these holidays. I can't get sick. I don't have time to be down. So take, right. It sounds really funny, but I'm going to explain it. You take your open hands and you can make figure eight patterns. And you take your hands and you make figure eight patterns about 3 or 4 inches out from your skin, all over your body. You can do them around your head. You can do them on your hips. You can do them down by your feet. And figure eights are really interesting. They're actually being studied in educational kinesiology for kids who have learning disabilities. And they're finding that when children make figure eight patterns with their pencil or their crayon or on a chalkboard or even with their open hand, they're able to learn better and they're more alert and they don't seem to get as distracted as they did before doing figure eights. And another really interesting thing about figure eights, I just have to mention, because we all know that horses are so sensitive to energy, they love figure eights. Horses love figure eights. They do. I have a friend, she's actually an Eden Energy Medicine certified practitioner down in Texas, and her name is Sarah Owen. She works exclusively with horses, and she told me that her horse had a severed artery, and it was emergency time. I mean, it was like, oh my gosh. I need to, she was out, I think, in a pasture far away from everybody, and she needed to figure out how to get the blood to stop coming out, and she started immediately with figure eights just out from the wound. So the artery was severed. She started doing figure eights out from the wound, and she said she was able to slow down the bleeding enough to go get help. She said it basically saved her horse. So figure eights are really amazing. Vets, when animal veterinarians are incredibly surprised at the power of just doing a figure eight motion. And people can study this. They can Google figure eights. It's fascinating because figure eight patterns go right down to our DNA. So when you match that figure eight up with the energy of a horse or the energy of anybody, but horses are especially sensitive to figure eights, it really, really helps.
Interesting.
So that's another easy one.
Yeah, that is an easy one. Okay, so you're actually going to take, you know, an open hand, and then basically if in the center of your palm was, you know, your pen or your pencil, right? Then you're going to trace a figure eight over any part of your body that you want, right?
Yes, that's a great way to say it. So, for instance, I sometimes get a pain in my hip. I was a dancer for a long time. And I will take my hand about 4 inches out from my hip, and I will do a figure eight pattern over the hip, and it relieves the pain. So that's exactly how to do it.
And I love your story about the horse and stopping the bleeding. And I know that you have a lot of information too about, prescription drugs and how they cause, you know, more issues. They're not really healing per se. Getting back to more of the energy, and the body really can heal itself if given the proper tools, right? So the correct food, the correct nourishment, lots of water, being hydrated, and, you know, making sure that, as you mentioned, all the meridian lines are open, all the chakras are open and stay balanced. And you said yourself that, you know, your health has been really good with that. So let me ask you, for those of us, including myself, which happens to be right at this particular moment, that happen to have a lot of sinus issues, Do you have any quick tips for that?
Oh, I do. I have a great tip for sinus issues. So, and you're absolutely right about pharmaceuticals, and I totally understand people taking medication because people are trying to figure out how to alleviate their pain, but you can alleviate pain in natural ways, and it's really effective. And one thing you can do for sinus issues is bring a hand up to your cheekbones. So it's that we're working with the pads of the fingers again,
okay.
And you're bringing it right up to your cheekbones, and you can do one of two things. Right on top of your cheekbones, you can tap or thump, kind of like we did with the thymus. So I'm
okay.
thumping with my finger pads. I'm using three of my fingers, and I'm thumping. So it's right below, like if you have the under the eye, you have the eye bag area, right below that, right on top of the cheekbone, and you thump, 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 and this starts to open those sinus passages. The other thing you can do is massage it deeply. Some people like tapping, some don't. Some like to just press and massage. So you can press in, make little tiny circles, little tiny figure eights, and massage that whole area. You can get up kind of under the cheekbones. If you're new to this, it will feel funny. It may look funny. You may feel foolish. Don't feel foolish. This is healing taking place. And not only does it start to open those sinuses that go to the nose, the ears, the eyes, but it also is very, very grounding and good for your stomach because you have a meridian that, now let me just go back a little bit. Meridians are like rivers on our body. So they're like pathways all over our body, and there's a meridian that correlates with your stomach, and it's called stomach meridian, and it runs right through this area. So picture these little rivers all over your body running through the different areas, and stomach runs through the cheekbones. So you're also helping your stomach. This can actually help with digestion and grounding. So that's a really good one for sinuses. And then I just have to throw in, I love the neti pot. I don't know if people are familiar with neti pot, but it's a great one.
That is a great one. And I have to tell you this story real quick. I've had sinus congestion since the end of September, and everybody looks at me like I'm crazy. Like, why are you putting up with that for that long? Well, trust me, it's not by choice, but, and they're like, why aren't you going to the doctor? And it's like, because I know it's not, I don't have a cold. I don't have a sinus infection. At first I thought I did. So I did herbal antibiotics and that helped a little bit. And then I work with a chiropractor and we do a lot of neuroemotional technique. And so I knew it was something else. And it just has to go with my situation. I've been under a lot of stress, the last 2.5 years. And so I know it's all correlated and I'm just, you know, kind of peeling things off. But I've been tapping, like you suggested, and I'll play with that. And, I always find it so interesting how things are interconnected within the body. And it just reminds me that, and then with your figure eights, you know, figure eight is also the infinity sign. And
yes.
So it just reiterates, it's like this neon sign going off in my mind saying everything is interconnected. So the earth is interconnected with the plants and the animals and the humans. And don't forget, humans are animals, you know, and our bodies are interconnected and everything is, you know, the energy. It's all, again, interconnected. We're not exclusive of our environment. And so I think that, that was just a message that had to come out. And I think that through your work, Donnie, it's great because you're helping people, you know, realize that we don't need the 5-hour energy, you know, drink, which happens, I've never taken it, but supposedly it's natural. And, you know, to get through whatever we might be going through, you know, the holiday season or New Year's resolutions or tax time or, you know, whatever it might be that they're, these tried and true techniques. So, Donnie, where can people find out more information about you? I know that you have, you know, these energy minutes that are on YouTube, so people can check you out from around the world, and you have little exercises for them to do. So how can they find out about you?
Thank you, Kim. Everything you're saying is absolutely correct. And thank you for asking how people can find out more. We have a lot of free information. So people can go to learnenergymedicine.com, learnenergymedicine.com. We have free information all over that website. They can download things. They can print things out. And then for really fun videos, you mentioned the energy minutes. These are 1-minute clips on energy techniques and what people may be going through, everything from depression to irritable bowel syndrome. And these are on YouTube. And if you go to YouTube and you can just type in Wednesday Energy Minute, and that's because they come out every Wednesday. And
Wednesday,
we also
okay.
have a, yes, every Wednesday. And they're really easy and fun, and people can download those and use them and watch them. And then we do have a Facebook page, and it's Eden Energy Medicine Programs. Eden Energy Medicine Programs. But you're right. Everything you're saying is spot on. We, you know, people, I believe we need to start thinking of ourselves as electrically charged. And we are. We're electromagnetic. Our environment is electromagnetic, and we affect each other. We affect each other emotionally, socially, psychologically, and everything affects us, from pollution to other people's personalities. And just as much as we can get bogged down, we can also heal. And so when somebody is feeling like they're toxic because, and I know that's kind of a weird buzzword, but they're feeling like, oh, I haven't been eating right, I'm not feeling good, or I was around that person and now I'm not feeling good because I was around that mean person. Just as a person kind of feels contaminated from all of that, you can get uncontaminated really quick and really easy, and do these techniques to, like you said, to get you through any time of the year, and do them with your animals. Animals love them.
Oh, animals love energy healing. Oh, they absolutely love it. You're right. Well, Dondi, thank you so much for joining us. And again, you can find out more, all of her free stuff, at learnenergymedicine.com. Check her out on YouTube for the Wednesday Energy Minute for 1 minute to boost your energy. So, Dondi, thank you again so much, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Thank you. Happy Holidays, Kim. Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Bye, Dondi.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, Dondi was a lot of fun. She can come back anytime. I like her.
Yeah, she's great. Great energy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great for somebody that deals in energy medicine. She had a lot of it, so I really liked her. She was fun.
I think that's important, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, if they come on and they're kind of dull, that'd be bad. No, what a fun show. Thank you so much, Kim, for putting this together. We have a show tomorrow. It's our all-hosts episode. It's the time when all of our full-time hosts of all the different weekly shows get together and have a good time. We've been doing this for 6 years now. It's our sixth episode. We talk about life and our favorite things throughout the year, our favorite guests, that kind of thing. Take a listen to that. I know a lot of our full-time regular listeners love that episode. It'll be out tomorrow on all the different shows, so look for it then. Christmas we have off, and then we're back Friday, the day after Christmas, with more great programming all the way through New Year's. So we appreciate you tuning in. We have lots of good stuff. Yes, we are on vacation, but we have lots of shows planned for you, and we'll only miss 2 days, Christmas and New Year's.
I'd like to thank our show sponsors, which are BioStar US, authentic whole food nutrition for horses and dogs, KB Natural Horsemanship, building quality partnerships and lasting relationships from the ground up, Kim Baker, animal communicator, animals talk, she listens, what does your animal have to say, and Kim Baker Media, beautiful animal, horse, and nature photography that inspires you and feeds your soul. Be sure to like us on Facebook at The Kim Baker Show, follow us on Twitter at Kim Baker Show. Our horse wisdom message for this month is, strength comes from perseverance and continuing to put one foot in front of the other. And our closing prayer is, may there be peace in your spirit, peace in your heart, peace in your life, and may there be peace on earth. Happy holidays. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening.